This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A WBEZ analysis finds Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's fiscal record is mixed as he approaches his second budget address. Johnson repeatedly vowed not to raise property taxes on Chicagoans, and he has so far kept that promise. He also says he will keep his promise to make big payments into Chicago's pension funds, even in somewhat of an economic downturn. But Johnson has so far failed on his promise to secure new revenue for Chicago. He has not implemented a corporate head tax as promised. He also tried but failed to implement a tax on high-end properties. Some of his new tax ideas would require state approval, and critics say he has not aggressively pursued those, though he is working with allies to legalize and tax video gambling in Chicago. In other City Hall news, Mayor Johnson says he supports a proposal to lower the citywide speed limit to 25 miles per hour. Supporters of the ordinance say lowering the speed limit by 5 miles per hour would help reduce traffic fatalities and injuries. A WBEZ analysis shows that when the threshold for speeding tickets was lowered in 2021 violations and money from all the tickets, both skyrocketed. Johnson says equitable implementation of the policy will be key.
Supporting policy, particularly progressive policy, that's never going to be an issue for this mayor. So yes, fully support it. It's a matter of how do we implement it so that it's done in an equitable way.
The ordinance is expected to be debated today in a city council committee. If approved, it could be up for final passage this week. The lower speed limit would not go into effect until 2026. The federal corruption trial of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan and a one-time confidant is poised to enter a new phase today. The blockbuster racketeering, bribery, and conspiracy trial resumes today, with prosecutors and defense lawyers still looking for a couple of alternate jurors. But that task is expected to only take half a day. And if that timetable holds, opening statements could begin in the courtroom of federal judge John Blakey. Government prosecutors would lay out their sprawling case for the first time to jurors, likely followed by a rebuttal opening from lawyers representing either Madigan or co-defendant Michael McClain. Both men maintain their innocence. The trial at the Dirksen Federal Building is expected to last until late December and figures to define the legacy of one of Illinois' most storied politicians. Western Illinois University is laying off all of its library faculty. They're being let go as the administration strives to close a multi-million dollar budget gap. Hunter Dunlap is one of those affected. He's been a professor and librarian at Western for more than 27 years. He says he's worried the loss of trained librarians will hurt students.
Part of their tuition dollars is going directly to make sure that they have librarians here. And so they expected that. They should expect it. They deserve it. They're paying for it.
Dunlap says they're working to bring state and national leaders in librarianship and higher education to Macomb, hold media events, and to stress the importance of libraries to universities. At a WIU Board of Trustees meeting last month, the school's interim provost said a plan has been developed to meet student needs as they move forward with the library. Some more things you should know today. There are more places for voters to cast their ballots early in next month's presidential election starting today. In Chicago, each ward has its own designated in-person voting location, in addition to locations downtown at Clark and Lake Streets, and at 69 West Washington Street. And voters in suburban Cook County and the collar counties also have more options for where to cast their ballots in person. The number of people being monitored electronically by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chicago Field Office has grown by more than 500% in the last 5 years. They include people who live in Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Missouri, and Wisconsin. The Sun-Times quotes a Syracuse University study showing that there were more than 2,900 people on some form of electronic monitoring in 2019. That number jumped to more than 19,000 last month. The agency did not respond to questions about why Chicago's field office statistics had grown so much. Today's weather, it will be mostly sunny with a high reaching 81 degrees. Tomorrow, we're expecting mostly cloudy skies and for temperatures to hit the mid-70s. That's it for The Rundown. If you like the show, then please rate and review us wherever you listen. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.